On September 11, 2001, a series of suicide attacks on the United States took place. Foreign hijackers took control of four U.S. airliners. Two were crashed into the World Trade Center. The third aircraft was crashed into the Pentagon. The fourth, intended, it is thought, for another government target, crashed into a field, apparently after passenger resistance. This is the story of one of those passengers.
Flight 93. What I Never Know. Liz Glick and Dan Seagard. Sunday, September 9th, 2001, was a good day for the three of us. Emmy was just 11 weeks old, and we were enjoying her enormously. After three miscarriages in 2 years, she was doubly precious to us. My husband, Jeremy, who was thinking of changing jobs, had gone on two interviews and felt they went well. Since Sunday was rainy, we just lay around our house in northern New Jersey. We laughed a lot and watched Emmy, and then went to bed early. The next day, September 10th, was busy, with Jeremy due to fly from Newark to California on business. I would take Emmy up to my parents' house in Windham, New York, and he could meet us there when he returned. For some reason, he particularly wanted to take care of Emmy that morning, so he fed her and bathed and dressed her. He packed up both our cars, made sure Emmy was tucked into her car seat, and kissed her. Then he stood waving as we drove off.